We got a chassain amud, but it's related to amud today. It's chafches amud off, but we'll be marshalim. Right, Zalfan Simon. Right, Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi. Should be noted. Right, Zalfan Simon. They include these simonim in the Gemara. They're basically a mnemonic to remember things. Remember, long before the Gemara was written down, the Gemara was kind of written down. According to Moravia Rabbi or Yaakov Elman, somewhere the 7th, maybe 8th century, right? So until then, it was all memorized. So they needed devices to help them memorize things. If you look at the old Kitzvei Yoda Gemara, they've got many, many more of these simonim. These simonim are all the way through to help them memorize things, right? To help them remember. Happens to be now, right, our Gersois of the Gemara have cut most of them out because they're not really necessary anymore on account that we have a written book. Okay? Fine. So, Shalu Talmidov es Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi Zakkai's Talmidim asked him, Amar Lahem. He said to them, they asked him, B'meher Rachti Yomim, why are you so old? Like, how is it that you were Zocher to be so old? Amar Lahem, he said to them, Miyamai Loishtanesi Mayim B'soich Arba Amish, Loishtanti Mayim B'soich Arba Amish, Shatvila, V'loiki Nesi Shein Lechai V'irai, V'libi Talti Kiddush Hayom. In my entire life, I never pished within 4 amos of where I had davened, right? I never gave a friend of mine a nickname. I always called them by their real name. And I never, ever missed Kiddush and Shabbos. Yeah? Ima zekeina haitzali. I had an old mother. Pa machas machra kaposhe bereisha ve'avili Kiddush hayom. My mother, she was old, and once she sold her hat so that I would have wine to do Kiddush. Right, ad kidei kach. He was very careful about that mitzvah. Tana, shemesa hinicha loy shalosh mois garve yain. When she died, she left for him 30 stores of wine. And when he died, 300 stores of wine. And when he died, he left his sons 3,000. Right? So he was, not that he was just that he was blessed with a rechus yom, with a long life, he was also blessed with apparently money that he was able to do that. Right? Ravuna ve asar risa ve kai kamai derav. Right? So Ravuna was tying basically a rubber string, right? And he was doing it in front of Rav. Amar lei, my hai. So he said, what Ravuna? Rav asked him, what are you doing? Amar lei, loi havi le kidusha. Umashkante lehem yane, lehem yanai. Kiddusha. So, it says, I didn't have wine for Kiddush. Right? And so, what I did was I borrowed money against my clothing. Right? And I used that money to buy myself wine for Kiddush. Right? And so, I suppose he's now tying himself up something so that he can basically have something, have a belt. Sorry, he sold his belt. Not his shirt. He sold his belt. He took a loan against his belt, right? Used his belt as security. And in those days, when you take a loan against something, you left the security with the person you're borrowing money from. Right? And so now he needs another belt, as he doesn't have one. So he basically tied a string around his waist. Right? So, Rav said to him, if that's true, may it be God's will, they should have very, very nice clothing from now on. You should never have to just tie a string around your waist. Okay? Shama Rav ve... Sorry. Ki ichlal Rav Abre. Rav Huna inish gutze... When Rava, his son, died, right? I suppose good song.
But if they can't, then oh, then clearly they are lying because they can't even kiss.
Right. He said when Rabba his son was getting married, Rav Huna was he didn't have such nice clothing yet. The bracha had not been fulfilled, right? So he laid down on a bed, right? And all of his daughters and his daughters-in-law came to him, and he told them, they sent them away until he could have nice clothing to be come to his son's wedding in nice clothing. Shamar Rav Bikbid. Rav heard this and he got angry. Amar my taimalei amras li ki birachti chen lamar. Why, when I gave you a bracha, why didn't you say v'chein lamar? Right? Why didn't you say the bracha right back to me? Shaluta midav es Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa ba meir achti yom. Now another story, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa told me to ask him, why did you have such a long life? Aralem mi amai lo esisi kamendari la beis haknesses. I never, in my entire life, I never walked through the shul just to get to another place. Derech Agav, that one's important. It is halacha psuk that you may not walk through a shul just to get to another place. What do you do if you do need to walk through a shul? Bechol zos? Say a pasuk, say something, right? Say some Torah, sit down, say some Torah for 1 minute, then walk through, right? But you must use the shul for some sort of Talmud Torah tefillah or something. Okay. But and I never lupasati alam kodesh. What does that mean? It means as follows, right? In those days, they would usually sit on the floor, right? Sometimes the Rebbe comes late to the shir. So when that happened, he wouldn't walk over them to get to the front of the room. He would walk around. It's arrogant to walk over them, right? And I never did the Nesiyas Kapayim without saying a bracha first. Shaluta Amal Amidav Es Rabbi Preda Amir After Amin. That's somebody after Rabbi Preda. Why do you live to be so old? I'm Ralehem. Mi Alayk Le Kidmani Adam Le Beis Amidra Shalei Berachti Lefnei Kohen Shalei Achalti Behema Shalei Hurman Masnei Seyah. I never, ever, right, was the second person to the Beis Amidra. I was always the first, right? I never led benching when there was a Kohen present. Right, remember you're meant to give precedence to a Kohen, so he never led benching if there was a Kohen present. Right, and he never ate a behemoth, even he never ate the meat of a behemoth if the parts of the behemoth that you're meant to give to a Kohen had not been given to a Kohen. Now, it should be noted, in those cases, obviously it's a good thing to be the first person to the Beis Midrash. It's not like there's a chiyuv per se to be the first person to the Beis Midrash, because if it was a chiyuv to be the first person to the Beis Midrash, most people obviously can't do that. Right? Similarly, right, it is not a chiyuv necessarily to let the Kohen do Beres HaMasen. It's a chiyuv to ask the Kohen if he wants to. But if the Kohen doesn't want to, then somebody else can do it. And Midas Chasidus, he never, ever led benching in front of a Kohen, right? And if there's a behemah where the matanis have not been given to a Kohen, if it's your behemah, you have to give the matanis to a Kohen. If it's somebody else's behemah, they also have to. But if they didn't, you can still eat the meat. Right, but he was very careful about it. Okay? Apparently held that way. I didn't remember that. Right? We don't hold that way, but Rabbi Yochanan did. He said anybody who eats from a behemoth, right? Who's where the Pasiyam went to get Kohen. You didn't give? Right, they didn't. Then that person is though the eight tevel, meaning that though the eight grain, which Trumas and Maitreis have not been given to the Kohen, that really is us. So that's an Isra Mitzah, Bidei Shamayim. It says, but we don't pass in that way. We pass when you can eat the meat if you want to, but he was careful not to. Eh? The labor after the Lememra de Mal Yusehi. So then the Gemara asks, but wait, why is it that he, Rabbi Preda, is letting Kohanim do Birkas HaMazon first? Right? That doesn't sound like such a good thing. Why? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan kol Talmid Chacham shem avarach lefanav afilu Kohen Gadol amar aretz oizu Talmid Chacham kaya misa sheneemar kol mesanai avumavetz atikri mesanai ela masni'ai. So it says, any Talmid Chacham who allows someone to say Birkas HaMazon in front of him to lead benching, right? He's chayev misa, right? Because there's anybody who hates me. The pasuk says anybody who hates me, right? loves death, says, Al Tikri, don't read Mesanai who hate me, Ella Masnii, cause other people to hate me. Right? If you let other people have honor before Talmud Chacham, then you're being mochel not just on your honor, you're being mochel on the honor of Torah and honor of God. That's no good. Right? So maybe this isn't such a good thing that he did that. And it says that he would let Kohanim bench before him always, assuming the Kohen was somebody who was on his level. It's not that he picked the Kohen who was a complete Amara. It's he picked the Kohen who was a Talmid Chacham. Okay? Shalu Talmid of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Again, Talmid of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana this time. Why were you zocher to live so long? Amar Lahem, he said to them, right? So I never received honor if somebody else was being disgraced. Right? I never went up to someone. And, right, I never had anybody curse me. Curse my bed, it means I never had anybody curse my marriage or my children or anything like that. Right? Everybody liked me. Right? And I was vatran b'mamo, and I would give away my money. I would give lots of tzedakah, I would give lots of matani to people. I wasn't a miser. So it says, right, he never was disgraced by someone, like the story that happened with Rav Huna, that Rav Huna would actually carry people around on his shoulders, right? And Rav Chana Bar Chanilai, Akasfe on his shoulders, right? And Rav Huna Bar Chanilai came, and Rav Huna wanted to carry him. He says, if this is normal for you, if you do this all the time, then fine. I don't mind if you carry me as well. But if it's not, I don't want you to disgrace yourself for me. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would never want somebody to disgrace themselves for him. What does it mean that nobody ever cursed his bed? Because when Mazutra said, this is similar to Mazutra, Ki Habe Salik Le Purye, when Mazutra was going to lie down, Amar, Shari Le Lechoman De Taran. He would always, whenever he went to lie down, he would say, I forgive anybody who offended me today. Right? That way, so that was why no curse ever was on his bed, because he would take that time to forgive anybody who had offended him in some way. And what does it mean that he would give away his money? It means that it's like Eov, right? Eov, when he would go buy someone, he'd deliberately give the shopkeeper a little bit more money. Right? He'd pay more than he needed to. Right? So that was what he, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, did as well. Shal Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Nechunya Agano. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol. Bameir after Yamim, why are you so old? Asu gavze veka machile. And straight away the servants of Rabbi Nechunya Gadol came and gave Rabbi Akiva a smack. Because they were like, you want our master to die? You're asking why are you so old? What do you mean why are you so old? Right? You're putting the evil on him. Salik Yosef Aresha the Dikle then went and sat at the top of a palm tree, a date palm. Amar Li Rebbe, Imne Mar Keves, Nalamane Marachad. What the Pasuk says that you bring a Keves Echad, Baboy Keves, a Keves Echad Ben Arbaim. You bring one Keves, one sheep in the morning for the Korban Talmud, and one sheep in the evening. So if it says the word Keves, then why does it need to say Echad? Keves is already singular. You know that there's only one. No? Keves, the worker of a Keves being Arabian would have made just as much sense. Amar Lahu, he said to them, Surba midirabanan hu shavku. And so he said, don't worry, Rabbi Akiva, a big Talmid Chacham. Right? And they let him go. Clearly he wasn't trying to curse Rabbi Nechunya Gadol. Amrali, echad meyuchad shebedroi. Echad doesn't mean one. I'm sorry?
How would that have been a curse? They said it's okay, he's not ready to curse.
He wasn't trying to put the evil eye on him and say, you've lived long enough. Like, you know, you're so old. That's not what he didn't mean, that you're too old, you know? Fine. So it says, the answer was echad. Why keres echad? Echad doesn't mean one. Here it means meyuchad, singular. Right? A singular sheep, the best in the flock. And then he answered, right? In my time, I never received gifts. I never demanded that people respect me. And I was not careful with my money, similar to what we said until about Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. This like Rabbi Elazar, when the Nasi of the Sanhedrin would send him gifts, he would send them back. He refused to take them. And when they asked him to come to a meal, he would say, I'm not going. Right? Ki have it. Right? Amar lehu. He said to them, Lei nichalechu de'ache. Right? Don't you want me to keep living? Why do you hate me so much? Dixiv, as the prophet says, so name Atanas Yichya. Right? Somebody who hates gifts will live. Right? You keep trying to send me gifts, you're trying to kill me. Possibly Mishli says that if I don't accept gifts, then I'll live. Okay. Rabbi Zeira, Giyavo Mash, Meshadri Le Mibe Nasiya, Loi Haishaka. Rabbi Nazera, when he was sent the gifts, he would refuse to take them. Giyavi Mezamni Le Azil, when he was invited. Right, he would in fact go. Amar is yakure demis yakure be. They're using me to honor themselves. When an important rav comes to your house, then that's an honor to you. So it's not that they're not giving me the food when they come. They're using me to get honor for themselves. So that's okay. The loya amati al midosai doesn't mean I never demanded respect. The amar Rava, as Rava said, kol amayvir al midosai ma'avirin menu al pasha. Oh, shenei man osei avin v'avir al pesha, lemi osei avin, lemi sheivir al pesha. So this is similar to Rava, who says that anybody who's willing to forgive insults without saying anything, right, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him for all of his sins. Because it says, the pasuk says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, noisei avon v'avir al pesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries sin v'avir al pesha and passes over crimes. Right? Lemi noisei avon, whose sins will HaKadosh Baruch Hu tear lift off him? Right? Somebody who's over al pesha, someone who doesn't demand honor, he doesn't demand apologies. Shall Rabbi ask Rabbi Yeshua ben Karka? Rabbi asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Karka. The mayor of the Yamim, why do you grow to be so old? Amar Loi, Katze v'chayai, do you want me to die? What do you mean, why do I grow to be so old? Amar Loi, Rabbi, Torah, it's Torah. Right, what you did to live so long was clearly a good idea. That's Talmud Torah. I need to learn from you. Amar Loi said, I never ever looked at an evil person. I suppose the idea is he never looked jealously at an evil person or something like that, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, you should never look at the image of an evil person. Shneimar, it says, Lulei pnei Yoshafat melek Yoshan, you know, say, Im abit eilecha v'imerecha. Because who was this? It was, I believe, Elisha. Yeah. Says, right? It's Elisha said about Yoshafat. If it wasn't for the Yoshafat, the place of Yehoshaphat, then I would never look at you. Right? Who was he speaking to? Achaz, right? Achaz Meisrael. Yoshafat Melech Yehuda was with him. He says, I came to speak to Yoshafat, I'm not interested in you. Right? Rabbi Elazar Mere Nav Kehos. Rabbi Elazar says, if you look at an evil person, then you go blind. Says that when Yitzchak was old, he went blind. He says because he looked at Esav HaRasha, he looked at a Rasha, so that's why he went blind. Is that really what caused it? The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Lila Malti Kilila said Yoit Kala Beinecha Shere Avi Melech Kilila Sarav and his time is Amar Nasha Reni Neu Lech Lecha Ksus Einayim Alti Greek Ksus Elok Zias Einayim Sabe Hagar Malay. So didn't Rabbi Yitzchak say that you should never think that the curse of a Hedyot, of a simple person, is not an important thing? Because Avi Melech cursed Sarah Imenu, he cursed her, he says, Yehi lecha, Yehi lach, so say, Naim, Avram will be you, a cover for your eyes, let's see what it means. Right? The simple shot is that he'll prevent other people from looking at you desirously, he'll protect you from people hitting on you to try to sleep with you, right? But they're saying, Ksiyase Naim, right? He really meant Ksiyase Naim, he will end up covering your eyes, he'll blind you, and it ended up happening to not to her, but to her son, Yitzchak Avinu, was blinded by his son, Esav. Okay? So then the answer was, no, both of these things caused it. A, the curse, and B, that Esav was in fact a Rasha. Rava Amar Mihacha. Right? Rava said, hey, we learn this rule that you're not meant to look at an evil person from a different place. Seis pnei Rasha leitov. Right? To put up with the image of an evil person is not good. To put up with his presence, basically. Right? It's not a bad thing. So then, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Karkh was dying, Rabbi said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said to him, Rabbi, bless me, Amar Lei, Yotzen Shetagia Lechatzi Yamai. Says, I bless you, that you should live half as long as I did. Strange bracha, right? The Gemara says, Lechuhu Lei, but why only half? Amar Lei, Habaim Acharecha Behema Yiru. Right, it says, if you live, why not the whole time? Because if you live my whole life, then your sons are going to be getting old while you're still alive, and they won't have a chance to become great in their own right. They'll end up being like shepherds, not important people. So it's a good thing that a man should die a little bit earlier, that way his sons have room to grow into his shoes. Avua bar'ihi u'minyamin bar'ihi. Avua bar'ihi and minyamin bar'ihi. Brothers. Chad amar teiseli deloi istakli begai. Chad amar teiseli deloi avdi shutfas about a guy. One said, I don't want to have a look at a guy. And one said, I never want to have a business relationship with a guy. Shalu talmidav es Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira's talmidim asked him, b'mei rachti yamin. Why do you grow to live so long? Amar lahem. Okay, so he says, because of these things, I never insisted on my honor, even in my own house, even with my own family. I never demanded respect. Right? That's not me. Right? And I never walked in front of someone who was more important than me. I let them walk in front of me. Right? And I never thought about Torah when I was going... Okay, sorry, background. Has anybody ever been to... Has anybody been to Babylon? No? Late to Rome. Nobody's been here to the Mediterranean cities? I'm sorry? That's true. That is true, in fairness, yes. I did know that. I don't know how weak, but I know it's weak. Okay, so, right? I don't know if this happens in South Africa. I assume some it does, but maybe not where you live, because I'm assuming you live in nice areas. And you two definitely don't live in areas where this happens. What they do is they piss in the streets. They piss in the streets. The reason why I asked about Barcelona in particular is because the back alleys in the center of town in Barcelona, the walls are quite literally green. Like, they have green streaks on them for because people have pissed on the walls in the street so much. Beyond being disgusting, right, it stinks. Right, so that's what it's talking about. This used to be the way people did things. If you walk in this sort of dirty street, you can't think about Torah because the smell makes it usser. Okay? I, like I said, I have no idea. Maybe things are like that in South Africa as well. Anyway. Apparently not where you live. Like I said.
Yeah, yeah, and you too, I know.
Apparently not. They live in their, you know, arms compounds. The undesirables aren't allowed in. Okay, so, right, and I never, walked without Torah. Either some people really means without holding a Sefer Torah. Other people think it means that he just, you know, he's a walking Sefer Torah. He's constantly thinking about Torah, right? But certainly without wearing tefillin. In those days, I think I mentioned this before, they used to really wear tefillin all day. Now we don't, because firstly, we can't be careful enough to keep our bodies clean. You have to have a very clean body to wear tefillin. And secondly, because we can't be careful to maintain proper kavanah for the entire day. But in those days, they really would wear tefillin all day. Right, that's me curdling what you're really meant to do. Beli ashanti beveis hamedrash aleishena, and I never ever slept at all in the beis midrash. Right, he says, really you're not meant to sleep in the beis midrash. There's a hefter for somebody who's learning their kavua to do what's called shina sarai. Right, a very short nap, just to be able to learn a little bit better. But really you're not meant to sleep at all in the beis midrash because you might come to task gas. So he never slept in the beis midrash. Amusingly, as somebody is sleeping. And I never ever was happy when something bad happened to somebody else. I never had Schadenfreude, right? And I never called somebody by a nickname unless it was, you know, something they really wanted, unless it was like their favorite nickname. Okay? Time. So I think that we are basically out of time. We'll continue, please, go over the Mishnah next Amud. Tomorrow, we're going to. Tomorrow there'll be a lot of the halachos that are, as in that were mentioned here as reasons why people actually lived a long time, are now going to come up in the Mishnah in terms of how you're going to behave in the Beis Knesset, in the Beis Midrash. Hey, shkoyach, gentlemen.